The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is your host, Mark Falter, coming back at you again another week, and I've got an exciting, exciting show planned for us today. You know, every week we get to this point where I'm recording the show, and I really want to put something of value together that you can actually take something from it and actually apply to your situation as our listening audience. And, you know, as we've gone on further and further into our show, we've found many, many loyal listeners. Matter of fact, I had a lady at my workshop the other night, and I typically will ask questions of the audience that typically maybe one person will know one answer. But then we ran across two questions, and she knew the answer to both. She was literally rattling them off question by question. And finally, I actually stopped the workshop, and I politely asked her, I said, how is it that you know all this? Well, come to find out, she said to me, I've been listening to your radio show. So I kind of felt happy about that. A lot of people are getting some value out of that, and I really do appreciate that. But today we want to cover topics that I do public workshops on these topics, and I spend, when I do them, hour on each one. And I'm going to try to take all three of them and cram them into a 30-minute show. So hold on to your hats there, people. We are going to cover a lot of information in a short period of time. But I know that somebody out there listening right now is going to get some value out of one of these topics. So we've got three topics in place for us today. We're going to talk about the importance of Social Security planning in the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about required minimum distributions, because after Social Security planning, then comes RMDs. And then what comes after RMDs? Estate planning. Literally, it's in that sequence if you think about it. You're 55 years old. You're not thinking about retirement quite yet. You're there, but you're not there. You're then hit 60, 65. You retire. What do you want to do? Claim on Social Security. What's next at age 70? Required minimum distributions. Well, then at about 75, 80, you realize, by golly, we've done nothing to pass this on right. And as I often say in my estate planning workshops, doesn't matter if you made all the right decisions thus far. If you don't pass it on correctly, then it's all for naught. Now, some people say to me, well, I plan on spending it all. Well, that's true, and it may very well be true. But what if something happens too soon? You got to have your estate planning house in order. So that's kind of the topics, I should say, multiple topics of our show today. And we're going to get right at it. But again, if you're just now tuning into our show, we're going to cover three things today. We're going to cover a lot of information in a short period of time. But one of the things I'll tell you, if you've got questions, if you, you know, want to give us a call for any reason, really, and as you often hear me say, week after week, I want to tell you something on the radio that you'll get value out of. And I really enjoy doing this, but I want to be able to put something in your hands that you can study, because you only got 30 minutes with me right now. And then we got another 30-minute show coming up. something in your hands that you can really get value out of. And that is a book by a friend of mine, written by a fellow by the name of David Scranton. The book's title is Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. So what am I doing? I'm giving you the opportunity, if, and a lot of this information I'm talking about today is in that book, but really he talks about income planning and agree with a lot of the concepts in this book. But if you are one of the first 5 callers in, give us a call right now and we will put this book in your hands. You're going to find it of value. Toll-free number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can go to us, check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com, 800-611-1966. So with no further ado, let's get off into Social Security because we only got a few minutes left here. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit some of the high points because we don't have a lot of time to talk about Social Security. But let me just put it to you this way. You know, first things first. Some of you here listening to our show, thinking about going out and collecting on Social Security early, you're thinking about doing that because you're thinking Social Security is going to go under. Well, it just ain't true. There's a thing called the OASDI Trust Fund. That's where the Social Security checks are coming from. Believe me when I tell you, no president on his watch wants to see that thing. You got to understand that involves more than just Social Security. It would be catastrophic if that happened. Now, let me tell you some facts real quick about Social Security. Social Security, and these are a little bit old figures, but still, same thing's going on. 2014, the OASDI Trust Fund, that's where Social Security checks come from, was worth $2.789 trillion. In 12/31 of 15, same time, 1 year later, it's worth $2.81 trillion. In 2015, the total income from Social Security was $920 billion, billion. Total expenditures, $897 billion. Net increase, $23 billion, okay? So Social Security is still making money. Now, does Social Security have some problems in the future? Yes, it does. No doubt about it. They know they got a problem coming in year 2034. But most of you are, that are just now getting ready to go claim on Social Security, that are 62 and thinking, I don't want to go get while the getting's good. Hey, you know, there's some strategies out there that could help you get more out of Social Security. Don't rush out there and take it because you think it's going to go away. It ain't going away. Congressional changes are taking place right now that are going to make this thing last longer. Heck, in April of last year, we saw the file and suspend go away. Some of you may remember the file and suspend. It's where a higher earning spouse could file and the lower earning spouse with the lower PIA could go and claim. And the higher earning spouse didn't have to actually take the check. All they had to do was file. Well, you can't do that anymore. Now the higher earning spouse has got to actually claim the check. But the elimination, so that, but here's my point. The elimination of file and suspend has saved them a bundle. So there's a lot of things going into play that's going to allow it to last longer. So there is a lot of security with Social Security still yet. So how does one determine their Social Security check? Well, it's basically based on how much you earned over your lifetime or your working career and the age in which you apply for benefits. And what they do is they take this amount and they actually tally it up at age 62. A lot of folks don't know that. They take your highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with a thing called your AIME, your average income monthly earnings. And then they take this by 3 bend points, and I won't take the time to explain all that, but the bottom line is they come up with your Social Security check. Then as you well may know, or you may know out there, if you take it early, you get penalized. If you wait, you get not penalized. The opposite of what do you call that? You would get a bonus. That's what I'm looking for. Let's talk about that for a minute. Your full retirement age is 66. Let's just say that. At 66, you would get 100% of your check. Well, if you take it at 62, you're going to get a 25% cut. Let's say your full retirement age is 67. You take it at 62, you're going to get a 30% cut. So taking it early costs you money. What happens if you wait past 66? You get bonused 8% per year. 8% per year. That's important. One of the things I talk about in my workshops. And by the way, if you want to get some extremely useful information, give us a call. We will put you up into one of our workshops. It is totally free. I do not sell anything at these workshops. Nothing is for sale. Don't bring your checkbook. It is free information. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do a darn good Social Security workshop. I've had multiple people tell me that. We've actually been on multiple different radio shows across the nation talking about Social Security because we know a little bit about it. But the point of what you'll hear me talk about in my workshops is a free analysis. So you can do one of two things. If you want to learn more about Social Security, come to one of our free workshops. If you want to get that analysis run on you, that will tell you what is your primary strategy. Now, what the heck is primary strategy? See, where it works against you, these penalties for taking it early, you can get these things working to your benefit by the utilization of spousal benefits. And you can take a spousal and let yours grow and let it get 8% and so forth. But these are all called strategies. Well, we have a software that will actually do the strategies for you. You've heard me talk about it on other shows. Well, you may have gone to other or gotten mailings from other people, advisors, whatever you want to call them, that are willing to do Social Security workshops. Actually, some of them are willing to feed you. But ultimately, what happens at these workshops? You go, you listen, and at the end of the day, they want to try to sell you something. I do them. I want to educate people. Well, let me tell you this. If you want to skip the whole workshop thing, just skip it. Give us a call, and we will run the analysis for you. We've got a software program. We've invested. We actually looked at about five of them. We ended up with this one right now that we've got. It's a pretty entailed software. And what it does is it will show you your strategy. Because, you know, I tell everybody at the workshops, at the end of the day, everybody's questions the same thing. What about my situation? Well, it'll show you what you should do with your situation. We're going to need your what's called PIA, which is your primary insurance amount, your full retirement age Social Security number. We're going to need your wife's full retirement age, your husband's, should I say spouse's, that was the right word, spouse's full retirement age Social Security number. And we take them and run them through the software. You give us a call, you give us your email, we'll run your numbers, and we'll email it back to you. It's about a 27-page report. We will do it for free and quickly. You want to give us a call? Give us a call. 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966, or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. So let's talk a little bit about spousal benefits. What the heck is a spousal benefit on Social Security? Social Security spousal benefits is one half of the primary worker's full retirement age Social Security. So if you got John's who has a full retirement age amount coming in of $2,000 a month and Jane would get $800 a month, Jane could take a spousal, assuming John's taking his check, and move up to $1,000. She gets $200 a month more. A spousal benefit, long and the short of it, is half of the primary earner's Social Security. All right. Now let's talk about divorce spouse benefits. Well, basically, I'll give you the long and the short of divorce spouse benefits. It's the same as spousal benefits. Nothing changes if you're divorced, except that marriage has to have lasted at least 10 years. So if your marriage lasted at least 10 years, the prior marriage, of course, and you are remaining unmarried, you can go back and take spousal benefits. Now, I joke with my group when I do these Social Security workshops. I tell them, you don't know how many people, and I'm actually not joking when I tell you this. You don't know how many people I've had come into my office and say, if I would have known that, I could have put up with them for four more months. You know, of course, everybody laughs. But, you know, those divorcees, they're thinking of somebody when they laugh. Survivor benefits. Let's talk about those. Survivor benefits. Basically, you move up to the decedent's Social Security check. So if Joe and Julie are married, Joe's benefit's $2,000, Julie's is $1,200. Joe dies. What's Julie get? She gets $2,000. Oh, and income. Now listen here. This is important. Income limitations, for the most part, come off at full retirement age, 66. Or if you're 67, whatever your full retirement age is. Income limitations. What's that mean? You can collect those benefits. So if you are listening now and you think, man, you know, I'm 67 and a half. I had a spouse that died 3 years ago. Why am I not collecting? Let me tell you something. Survivor benefits and spousal benefits do not increase past full retirement age, past age 66 or 67. There's no 8% bonuses on that. If you're in that situation and you're curious as to whether or not you should claim on that, give us a call. We will run the analysis and email it back to you, and it will answer all of your questions. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, I am going to have to stop for the first break. I hate to do that. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover a little bit more Social Security. And then we're going to get off into required minimum distributions. But again, if you're listening right now and you're thinking we're there, we're wanting to claim on Social Security is going to be half of our retirement. And you're curious, give us a call. We'll run that analysis for you for free. And as I said earlier, for the first five callers that call in, I want to put a book in your hands that's going to help you with the other half of your retirement, How to Plan for Income. It's a book called The Return on Principle. It's written by a friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Do this. Go on Amazon.com right now. Stop what you're doing. Go on Amazon.com. Look up this book, Return on Principle, David Scranton. You'll find it. It's right there. Look at the price. I think it's $20 or $25. So you could hit that button, do a little instant pay thingy right there, or you can stop what you're doing and be one of the first five callers to call in. I'll give you the book for free. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. We will be back in a minute. Do not touch that dial. See ya.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Before the break, we talked about Social Security. We talked about spousal benefits. We talked about the importance of waiting, not taking it early. And I want to cover a few more things on Social Security before we take our next break. Here's the issues you got to think about. There's strategies. And I'm going to kind of coordinate it with this. I'm going to end it with this. Strategies. Lots of strategies that you can claim. I could cover three or four or five of them on the air right now. There's way more than five. Hey, how many of you want to take a guess on how many different ways there are for a married couple to claim on Social Security? Come on, guess. 567, if you're wondering. Used to be over 700 prior to the elimination of file and suspend. So rather, and it's like I tell my group, 567, we're going to cover everyone on the air right now. We're going to cover everyone. No, we're not going to do that. We got a software program that will cover that. Give us a call. We will run the analysis for you for free, no cost, no obligation. Seriously, It's 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. All right. There is one more thing I want to talk about on Social Security, and then I'm going to get off that topic. And that is taxes. How many of you think that Social Security is taxed? Well, those of you that think it's taxed are right. Those of you that think it's not are right. It's possible that it may not be taxed. It depends on a thing called your provisional income. Your provisional income equals your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. Based on that and the amount that is, it runs a sliding scale. The higher it gets, the more your Social Security is going to get taxed. The lower it is, the less. I guarantee you this. As I sit here and record this show, I guarantee you someone is on the other end of this radio show listening to this right now that is in a position where I call it, they are in negative numbers with the IRS. What does that mean? That means their provisional income is down low. That means they have very little income outside of Social Security. That means they're 65. They're not being forced to take out of their retirement plans yet. And they basically have very little income. Their provisional income's low. You flip over to their second page on their tax form. They got their standard deductions. They got their exemptions, and it's going into negative numbers. Well, guess what? The Internal Revenue Service does not recognize negative numbers. Zero. That's the last number they know of. When I see these scenarios, it frustrates me because I look at that and I think to myself, the advisor didn't mention anything to them about looking at their taxes. The tax person didn't mention anything to them about, hey, do you have investments? That person could be taking money out of that old 401k or that IRA and be getting it out tax-free, tax-free, putting it over into a Roth and letting it grow tax-free. They could be taking it out in the amount that they are in negative numbers with the IRS. I see this happen every year. I guarantee someone is listening right now. If you want to know that if you're in negative numbers with the IRS, you could still take money out and still not raise the tax on your Social Security, give us a call. We can figure that out for you in about 5 minutes on the telephone. No cost, no obligation. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. I literally flew through Social Security fast, and I apologize. But if you want to get into one of our workshops, give us a call, and we'll put you in one of our workshops free of charge, and you can listen to it, and we talk a lot more about it there. Or give us a call. We'll run the analysis for you. I like to put things back in your hands that you can get value out of. I'm going to tell you, that analysis, when I run them, I will typically see it make a $150,000 difference over a person's lifetime on how much they're going to get out of Social Security. All right, enough of that. We are going on to topic number two. Topic number two, as I promised you, is required minimum distributions. What is a required minimum distribution? It is obviously a required amount that's got to come out of your qualified plans, your IRAs, your 401ks, anything that's qualified. It's like I tell people in the workshop, and again, I do another workshop on these required minimum distributions. If you got a qualified plan, if it begins with a 4, such as a 457, a 401k, a 403b, all these things, or an IRA, you got to take some money out of it at 70 and a half. Now, there's an exception to that rule. Let's say you're 70 and a half, 71, 72, and you're still working at the company, and you got a 401k through them. You don't have to take it out of that 401k, but you do out of the other ones, the old ones. So you got to get it out. You got to get it out by a certain age. What is that age? It is the year you turn 70 and a half. The year you turn 70 and a half. Now, how do they come up with how much you have to take out? Well, the long and the short of it is there is a thing, and you can write this down. It is publication 590, publication 590 by the IRS. It's basically the Uniform Lifetime Table. It tells you what your life expectancy is. Your life expectancy is not how you feel that day. It is an actual number that the IRS gives you. At a 70-year-old's age, when they have to start taking a required minimum distribution, their life expectancy is 27.4. Okay, so you take the total amount of your IRAs and qualified plans from the year prior, and you divide them by 27.4, and that will tell you your required minimum distribution for that first year. Now, let's be careful here, and let's talk about how you come up with the total of your IRAs. You got to take them from December 31st of the year prior. All right, and then you come up with the amount of your required minimum distribution. Now, let me give you a real quick example here. All right, let's talk about a person 73 years old. The 73-year-old person, their life expectancy number, and you can Google this, you'll see it. It's 24.7. That's their life expectancy number. They got a total of $158,225 in IRAs, and that was the total amount of all of them as of 12/31 of the year prior. You divide it by 24.7, because they're 73-year-old, and you come out with $6,406. Well, that's the required minimum distribution. That's how much you got to get out. All right? Now, you forget. You don't take it out. You discover this in June of the next year, and you get audited. Anybody want to guess at what the penalty is on that $6,406? It is $3,203. It is a very hefty penalty. It is a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty that the IRS has got. So you got to make sure and get it out. You got to make sure and get it out on time. You got to make sure and figure these things out right. If you are in a situation that you don't know what your required minimum distribution is, if you want to have a person double check it, if you just want to have a second set of eyes look at things and make sure it's right, because you don't want to be wrong on this, I'm telling you, give us a call. I can do it in 10 minutes over the phone. No cost, no obligation. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, let's talk a little bit about required minimum distributions here and some of the other factors pertaining to them. The question sometimes comes up, what if I have a IRA and a 401k and I'm not working anymore? Well, you got to take it out of both of them, but you got to take the amount of the RMD that applies to the IRA out of the IRA and the amount that applies to the 401k out of the 401k. You can't mix and match. This is one of the reasons people move 401ks over to IRAs. How does the amount of money that you take out get taxed? It gets taxed as ordinary income and comes in at your marginal tax rate. What the heck is your marginal tax rate? There are actually seven tax rates out there. 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. If you make married couple filing jointly $75,000 a year, you've got money running through three tax brackets, your 10, your 15, and your 25. Not everything gets taxed at 25 like people think. But when you take your RMD out, it will come in at that highest tax bracket. Now, let's go back to topic number one that we talked about before the break. We talked about Social Security getting taxed. Well, guess what raises the tax on your Social Security? Your required minimum distribution. Hate to break the news to you, but it does. All right, so but you got to get those things out on time. Now, I'm going to spend just another minute on RMDs and talk about a thing called a decedent IRA. Now, how does this apply to RMDs? Let's say that you and your spouse both die together and you pass this money on to the kids. This is a conversation that everybody should have with their children and let them know about decedent IRAs. What is a decedent IRA? Well, let's say you have $400,000 that's passing on. You and your spouse die together, pass it on to those kiddies, and those kiddies get them. Two children, let's say. Well, they got two choices. Take the money and run. That's not a good choice. They could do it, but they're going to be taxed out the, you know what? Or they could defer it. By deferring it, they could do what's called a decedent IRA. And again, this is something you need to have a conversation with your kids about and let them know that. And they have to take little required minimum distributions over their life. That's my point in bringing this up. So that's a little bit about RMDs. We are going to stop for another break. So we talked about Social Security, RMDs, and when we come back, we're going to just touch on estate planning. So again, first part, what I said was, if you are curious about Social Security, what strategy should you use? Give us a call. We will run a 27-page report on what strategy works best for you. Personally, it's personalized for you. If you're curious about your RMDs, give us a call. We can give you some information on that. But most importantly, I want to put something in your hands that is going to cover the income coming out of those assets. It's a phenomenal book, Return on Principle. If you're one of the first five callers, Dave Scranton's book, Return on Principle, seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Okay, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Show. And the very first part of the show before the first break, we talked about Social Security. We talked about the fact that if you are curious as to what Social Security strategy you should use, you need to give us a call. We will email you, no cost, no obligation. We just need a few numbers from you. A 27-page report on your Social Security tells you what you should do. And then we talked about required minimum distributions, the importance of taking those out, that if you screw it up and they find out, the Internal Revenue Service will fine you 50% of that RMD. You got a $60,000 RMD, they'll fine you 30 grand on it. So it's important to have it figured out right. But if you're curious about either one of those, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. Now, I want to touch a little bit about or a little bit on estate planning. All right. That's a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I'm going to hit a few high points on this, and by no stretch, let me clarify something. I am not an attorney, all right? Now, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. No, I'm just kidding now. I am not an attorney, but in all seriousness, we have one of the best in the city estate planning attorneys that works on our staff. His name is Phil. Well, he works on our staff, and he does our estate planning for us. And fortunately, you know, I've dealt with a lot of estate plans. I refer everything to him when it comes to the actual writing of the documents. Now, but I want to cover a few things pertaining to estate planning. First of all, the importance of an estate plan. You know, it's like I tell everybody, if you are listening and you're in Kansas and you don't have an estate plan, Kansas has got one figured out for you. Kansas's version. If you're in Missouri, they got one figured out for you. It's Missouri's version. And trust me when I tell you, it's not the one you want. You want to have this stuff lined out before something happens to you. Why? Well, avoid probate is one. Number two, it's going to remove a lot of tough emotional decisions and financial decisions that your kid's going to have to make. Number three, you know, kind of a morbid thought, but we all think we're going to die kind of quick. I mean, think about it. If you think, how am I going to die? Nobody knows, but you think you're going to die. You hope you're going to die quick. What if you linger on for a while? Well, that's where the health care directive comes in the estate plan. But the estate plan covers all this stuff, lines everything out the right way. But one of the biggest things that it does is it helps you avoid probate. Now, people say, well, I got a will. I'm not going to go through probate. I got news for you. A will go through probate. It is a public process, probate is. Public process. How many of you want to have your stuff publicized upon your death? So, you know, some people don't care. That's fine with them. But I'm just telling you some of the differences between the wills and the trust. You know, in any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to have beneficiaries listed, both primary and contingent. And you can go as deep as you want with those contingents. You can have contingents for the contingents. And one thing you got to remember is when you have contingents, you're going to want to have it either per capita or per stirpes. What the heck is per stirpes means? Well, I found that most people that pass away when they're in their 70s, they want the money to go to their grandkids. All right. Well, if you want it to go to those grandkitties, in other words, let's say that you pass away, you got a child, but the child dies with you. You want that child's money to go to the grandkids, the children of the child. That's per stirpes. If you don't remember this term ever being brought up, you don't have it per stirpes. Per capita is the default setting. Now, if you are curious as to whether you've got your beneficiary set up right, whether or not you even need an estate plan, you want to have a second set of eyes look at your stuff, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between a will and a trust. I'm going to cover just some high points here. And again, I stress, I'm not the attorney, but you know what we do is if a person actually wants to utilize us for estate planning, I give you to the attorney and let him do it. He's one of the best in the city, and I can almost guarantee you you're not going to find a price close to his for an estate plan. Wills and trusts. A will will go through probate. A will is kind of like the big old beneficiary listing. It covers everything. What's the trust do? It actually can contain things, but you own the trust. You put things in, you pull things out of the trust. And let me talk to you a little bit about one of the stats that I have discovered with trusts. Would you believe me if I told you that 7 out of 10 trusts in the United States of America today never get funded? Never get funded. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I did a trust, I've never heard that term, get your trust funded. Well, if you didn't hear the term, you may not have done it. If you did a trust and you went out there and spent $3,000 on that trust and you never funded it, it's like not having one. It's a bunch of expensive paperwork. If you're curious as to whether your trust got funded or not, we can tell you in 5 minutes on the phone, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call, 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. And with any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to state where things go, and it's going to have with it a durable power of attorney and a health care directive. Most people know what a health care directive will do. It'll basically let you call the medical shots for the significant other, your spouse, whatever the case is. But the durable power of attorney will let someone or let you get into someone's finances. Now, why would you need to do that? You might need to do that. Because say they're in a coma, say it's your parent, and you need to still continue to pay those bills. Well, any good estate plan is going to have those two things with it. Now, again, I apologize for one thing. I cut a lot of these topics today short. We talked about Social Security. We talked about required minimum distributions, and we just hit on estate planning. If you want to know more information about any of these topics, we have workshops on all three of these topics. Give us a call. We'll love to put you in one of these. Toll free, 800-611-1966. We will talk to you about those questions and set you right on the right path. Now, again, I want to stress, I want to put something back in your hands that's going to be helpful and useful for you. About that other money, about the getting the income out of that money, about having an established right. We want to put a book in your hands. It's called The Return on Principal. As I said earlier in the show, stop what you're doing. Go to Amazon.com right now. Look up Return on Principal, written by a guy named Dave Scranton, and you can pay $20 or $25 for it. Or you could give us a call. Be one of the first five callers, and we will put that book in your hands. Again, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
To schedule a free, no obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Welcome back to the second half of the show. This is your host, Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. You know, in many ways, we live in the best country in the entire world, and we've evolved over time from where we were individuals that were dependent on generations to individuals that were dependent on companies and then pension plans to the point where we're darn near self-sufficient in so many ways, whether it is what we can do through technology such as smartphones or whether it be through our investing. But there's one financial tool that has really made it easy over the last several years, a financial tool that exists in nearly half the portfolios. We're all familiar with it, a financial tool that is equally fraught with problems. A financial tool that has some negative aspects and problems that not only do investors not know, but sadly and frightfully enough, most advisors that sell them don't know. We're going to be talking about the mutual fund, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, the reason this is timely in part is really twofold. First of all, Janet Yellen started raising interest rates. Now, I'm not one that thinks that interest rates are going to go up that significantly, and I don't think she's going to be able to raise rates much more. But the reality is the downward trend in interest rates has really turned and turned to an upward trend, regardless of the pace in which they rise. There's two types of mutual funds, stock funds and bond funds. We all know that with bond funds, when interest rates go down, rates on bond funds go up. When interest rates go up, rates on bond funds go down. The 34 years of interest rates dropping has finally ended, and now they're on their way up. And it's now turning to a cycle of interest rates increasing. And that tailwind that bond funds have had has now stopped, and it's turning into a headwind. One of the issues having to do with mutual funds are all the fees. But not just the visible fees that we're all aware of, but sometimes the hidden fees that we're not so aware of, and also income taxes. So let's talk about the fees first. Many people know that there are several different types of fees involved in a mutual fund, the management fees, the administrative fees, and the 12b1 fees, and the commission fees, and then the notorious, what we like to refer to in our industry, the wrap fees. The management fees, those are kind of easy to understand. Those are what pays the salaries and the technology of the fund. The fund manager needs to take a trip out to a company to see if they ultimately want to invest in that company. I mean, this ultimately pays the research analysts. So this is basically manpower, technology, and travel, etc. And that goes into the management costs of a mutual fund. Then there are the administrative fees. Those are the fees that go into generating the statements and the 1099s at the end of the year and printing the prospectuses that sometimes have to be redone and reprinted again. But that fee's pretty understandable and pretty easy to swallow. And ultimately, if you're paying for management for them to make good decisions, that's good. I mean, that's kind of where the understandable and easy to swallow fees end and the hard to understand and hard to swallow fees begin. Next, you have 12B1 fees. What do 12B1 fees cover? Marketing costs, TV ads. In many cases, these go straight back to the broker dealers to pay for some of those expensive trips that they take their reps on for selling you that mutual fund. You've seen the advertisements from Vanguard, Fidelity, and some of these larger fund families. Basically, the advertisements on TV to let you know that that fund exists. So there's always marketing costs, whether marketing to financial advisors or marketing direct. Those fees are somewhat harder to swallow because, wait a minute now, if you're already in the mutual fund, do you really care if they advertise to get new people in the fund? Not really. You don't care as long as they do a good job for you. Now, if you're buying these through a financial advisor or a broker, there's commission fees in addition to that. You know, I can remember the days when mutual funds first came around and these commissions were as high as 8.5%. Now they've gotten them to a lower level with these upfront loads of 3.5% to 4%. If you're buying a upfront loaded mutual fund, which most people have, these fees are coming right out of your investments. Think about it for a minute. If you invest in a stock mutual fund and it loses 10% in a year and you pay an upfront load of 4%, that's a 14% loss in 1 year. And other times, their upfront fees are amortized over years with increased internal costs of the fund. They call these C-share or L-share mutual funds. Are these fees visible? Well, yeah, they are, if you're willing to sit down and read the prospectus. You know, those things you get in the mail that most people throw away. But you know, most people realize you have to darn near be a Philadelphia lawyer to understand these prospectuses. So those are some of the visible fees. And then the final type of fee that just amazes me, and this is not actually created by the mutual fund, but in many cases created by the management company, that we call them wrap fees or trail fees, where the advisor actually charges an external fee to buy the mutual fund. I always look at these fees and I think to myself, you know, if you had a car that broke down and you needed a mechanic, you'd pay the mechanic. Can you imagine for a minute finding somebody that would find you the mechanic, pay that somebody, and then still pay the mechanic? So in other words, you're paying the advisor who has turned all the work over to the fund manager, and you're paying the fund manager too. So it's really like you're getting double dipped. You'd never dream of doing that in that mechanic analogy, but we do it every day when we pay wrap fees on these mutual funds. You're paying an external fee and you're paying the fund's internal costs. If you're interested in finding out about these fees, the visible ones and the invisible ones, feel free to give us a call, the Retirement Income Doctor. We'll give you a 15-minute free, no obligation time on the phone where we can actually talk, totally confidential, of course, off the radio, where we can pull some reports and show you exactly what these fees are. Again, our phone number is 800-611-1966, or you can check us out on the web at www.midamericantaxadvisory.com. Again, our phone number is 800-611-1966. So how about the invisible fees or the hidden fees? This is the one that really kind of gets most people. They don't even think these fees exist. We're really programmed to believe that, you know, economies of scale, in other words, buying in quantity, really works to our advantage. And in most areas of commerce, it actually is. But in the mutual fund area, the economies of scale can actually be a disadvantage. You know, people feel that the big mutual funds actually work better for them. They feel more comfortable in them. But the fact of the matter is, the bigger the mutual fund gets, the worse these economies of scale works against you. You know, if you were to buy a stock as an individual and you wanted to buy it at $25 a share, you would call your discount broker, say buy, and you'd get $25 per share. But if you're inside of a mutual fund and you basically have the fund manager that buys millions of shares, he could actually drive the price up as he's buying, because you got to remember, they're dealing in millions and millions of dollars. And in the driving of the price up, they could ultimately pay about a 1% higher fee. Now, let's talk about selling. If you decide to sell a stock at $25 a share, you call your discount broker and you sell it at $25 a share and you get $25 a share. But if the fund manager ultimately has to sell these shares, he's dealing in those massive quantities that we talked about. In selling those shares, he could drive down those shares. Again, the sale price could be 1% lower than what the stock actually went for. Or he's got another option, which in fact some fund managers take, and that is spreading it out over a period of time. Well, let me ask you, do you want that fund manager spreading that sale over a long period of time if he's ultimately deciding we need out of this stock? If he's made that decision, do you want him to take 2 months to get out of that stock? Ultimately, if he does that, he could cost you more than 1%. So in many cases, they'll just sell the stock and, you know, cut their losses and go. But ultimately, whose losses are those? Yours. So you're talking about a 1% fee when they buy, a 1% additional fee when they sell. That's a 2% drag we're talking about. That's kind of that hidden fee. Now, let's talk about the average fund. Say that fund has a 100% turnover in a year. That means they buy and sell every stock in there at least once in a year. That means there's a 2% cost every year that they have to incur. Now, if the turnover is 50%, that's only a 1% hidden cost. But if the turnover is 200%, that's a 2% cost. So let's say that cost is 2% inside that fund. Well, then you add that to your management fees, your admin fees, your 12b1 fees, and potentially the commissions of the rep. And then if that's not good enough, that would be probably 3.5% just in itself. The advisor's charging an additional 1 to 1.5% outside of that. You know, there's a saying in the stock market business, and that is bulls go up, bears go down, and pigs get slaughtered. I mean, really, you wonder why fund managers have such a hard time beating the indices. Because the indices don't have this kind of drag. That means if the index averages 9 or 10% return, the fund has to average 13 to 14% just to overcome all this drag. Those hidden fees that I talked about earlier are some of the fees that many investors don't even know about. And actually, most people that sell mutual funds don't even know about these. So if you want to take a minute and find out what kind of fees are involved in your funds or the funds you have, do they have these type of fees in it, or worse yet, some of those wrap fees we talked about earlier, give us a call. Retirement Income Doctor at toll-free 1-800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Thanks again. That's it for this week, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.